FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A new report has found that many teachers are leaving the profession early. The study reveals that half of the country's teachers will retire in the next decade, but alarmingly, 50% say they are considering leaving even sooner. Over 1,000 teachers were surveyed to understand the reasons behind early exits. And senior researcher Helene Hofmeyr says heavy workloads and excessive admin are major drivers, taking teachers away from the classroom and increasing pressure.
This is really worrying because teachers' main function is to teach, to be in the classroom, to teach the curriculum. And so if they're bogged down by administrative tasks, that's obviously very frustrating and something that we want to change. The second finding that became very clear is that their roles often extend beyond just educators. You know, learners come to school having faced a number of difficult challenges at home, and often teachers are the only stable adult in a child's life.
She's called on the Department of Education, districts and provinces to urgently review and reduce the administrative load placed on teachers. Activists want government to declare a national state of disaster over the gender-based violence crisis. Protesters marched to the union buildings today. It was led by organizations including Women for Change. One of the protesters says she joined the march to fight for the voiceless.
We need to keep the movement going, the awareness going. We're not coming here to have this is what we want to achieve. We don't know what the people in those buildings are going to be thinking of our movement, but we need to know what our movement is. And us being here and raising awareness is that instead.
Rescuers say children are among 10 people killed in an Israeli strike in southern Gaza. The victims were all members of the same family. Israel's military says it's looking into the attack in Khan Yunus. It adds that it separately struck approximately 40 terror targets across the territory over the past day. Israel resumed its strikes on Gaza last month, ending a two-month ceasefire with Hamas. Health officials say since then, more than 1,500 people in Palestine have been killed. And the UN says dozens of recent attacks on the territory have killed only women and children. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 28.
And look what's coming up in your sports. Mamelodi Sundowns gear up for their blockbuster Nedbank Cup semi-final match against Kaizer Chiefs this weekend. Mo Salah re-signs with Liverpool for the next 2 years. And Justin Rose in the lead on 7 under on day 2 of the Masters.